Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator, Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here with today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor here of Island Community Church, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Wednesday to you. Thanks for taking 30 minutes of your Wednesday to join me here on WGOD. Hey, it's Wednesday. That means one thing. That means it's Bible study night coming up tonight. If you are tuned in at 5:30 this afternoon, you still have 30 minutes to point your car to 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, Island Community Church. We start at 6 o'clock tonight. We are early on in the book of Acts. We are starting chapter 3. That's about where we're at. We left off with Peter saying, repent and be baptized. That was our study last week. We took the whole week looking at baptism and answering the question whether or not baptism saves us or not. And the answer to that, of course, is no. Baptism doesn't save you. You're saved by faith. As we read in Ephesians 2 and 8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish. So that's where we're at. We will be wrapping up chapter 2 and getting into chapter 3. We'd love to see you here tonight. It's Wednesday night. Now, here today and tomorrow, you are going to hear my sermon from Easter, and that is, I am the resurrection. This will start today. We'll wrap it up tomorrow. We are in the Gospel of John, chapter 11. We're going to pick it up in verse 25. Here, for more info on this ministry, our website is islandcommunitychurch.com. .net. My email, paul@wgodradio.com. I'd love to hear from you. Many people are coming to visit from the radio, and if you are looking for a church home, I invite you here to Island. You will be warmly greeted by this church family, and you'll know what to expect from the pulpit because you listen into this radio program. So, okay, let's get into the word now. I am the resurrection. Good morning. Won't say if everyone has a handout. There's no handout today. But if you like to write, sorry, Dora. She goes, where's my handout? There's plenty of room on the back, room to write on the back of the bulletin if you're going to write this morning. I am the resurrection. That's what we're looking at here this morning. And again, happy Easter to everyone, or happy Resurrection Day for all of you that don't take too kindly to the word Easter. Either way, this certainly is my favorite of favorites regarding Christian holidays. I mean, I love Christmas. There's something special about that Christian holiday, but we're never instructed to honor that day. But Resurrection Day, now that's entirely different. Let's pray. Lord, we exalt you here this morning. We thank you that death had no hold over you. Thank you for triumphing over death and the grave. Lord, we praise you. We worship you for who you are, for what you did, for saving us, for dying in our place, for taking our sins upon yourself. All we can do is love you and worship you and serve you. Lord, we pray you'd speak to us here now this morning. May we all have ears to hear, because we know you, that's who you're speaking to this morning. Everyone that has ears to hear your word, we listen for your voice. Speak to us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Resurrection Day. Now we're here. Well, actually, Resurrection Day and today's celebration represents the entire Christian faith, right? I mean, what is a Christian? What makes him different than a Muslim or a Hindu or an atheist or an agnostic
or a Mormon or a Jehovah's Witness or just a plain unbeliever. What makes them different? What sets them apart from everyone else? This is it here today. The resurrection of Jesus Christ. So what's so special or different about the Christian faith? Why believe anything at all? Why believe in anything other than my own bootstraps? Now, I anticipate the question, what makes what you believe any different than anyone else? Why Christianity? I'm going to answer that question here this morning. But today, we are here to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's why we're here this morning. Now, if you brought your Bible, please turn it to the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verse 25. And keep your finger there for a couple moments. That's where we're at here this morning. John, chapter 11, verse 25. Okay, now here in this text, the Lord is about to raise up his friend Lazarus from the dead because the Son of God has the power to do that for both Lazarus and you as well. Now, he's talking in this conversation to Lazarus' sister named Martha. John 11, 25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. Now perhaps that's your mother or your father or your husband or your wife. All those who died in faith. He said, he who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. Then he says, and whoever lives and believes in me, that's everyone else, everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Then he says, do you believe this? So today on this Easter morning, I want to share with you why Christian. Why should I become a Christian? First of all, because your life becomes a win-win situation. You can either win now or you can win later. That's your choice as a Christian. You win or you win. Pretty good odds, isn't it? You can't lose when you trust Jesus Christ, when you've called on the name of the Lord, like the Bible says. Now, I want to share with you why Christian and not something else. And I want to share with you God's exciting promises here this morning. First of all, this declaration of truth spoken by Christ, he says, I am the resurrection. Think about that, I am. Such a common phrase, isn't it, in part of our English language? I am Paul, I am hungry. I can't wait for my wife's ham later today. I am excited. I am willing. I am. It's a declaration of the verb to be. I am. You are. He is. I am is also the very name of God. When they put his name into English, he said, before Abraham was, I am. So I am is a declaration of truth by the Son of God. Now, John Lennon declared, we are. That's I am in plural. We are more popular than Jesus. Satan said, I will set my throne above the stars of God. I will be like the Most High. Statements none of which are true. But Jesus said, not I am hungry, not I am tired, not I am happy, not I am this, not I am that. But rather he said, I am the resurrection. Like he said, I am the way. Like he said, I am the truth. like he said, I am the life. Here he says, I am the resurrection. I am the one that's going to raise you up again. He is the one. When he himself was raised up from the dead, he was seen alive by over 500 eyewitnesses after his resurrection. I am the resurrection, he says. Now let's hear some more. Let's turn back a few chapters while our Bibles are open there to John. Turn with me back to chapter 5 of the Gospel of John. Chapter 5. Verse 25. John chapter 5, verse 25. Now, when you read the words in your Bible, most assuredly in Greek or Hebrew, it's the word amen. Amen, amen, I say unto you, or most assuredly, or some translations say, verily, verily, I say unto you. He says, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God. Maybe that's you this morning. He says, the time is coming. It's not in the future. He says, the time is coming, and it now is, when the dead are going to hear his voice. Hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. You know, there's two types of people in this world. There are two types of people here this morning. If it is those who, I would say, those who just can't wait to leave here this morning for the service to be over, and those that hear his voice. Like that song we sing here sometimes, his voice to me is calling. Do you hear his voice this morning? The time is coming, and it now is here on this 9th of April, 2023. The time is coming, and it now is, when everyone in the grave is going to hear his voice. That's us here today. That's for everyone here that hears his voice.
As the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself. And he's given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Now, what this means is that the Lord Jesus has all authority over everyone in the grave. Matter of fact, he says that he possesses the keys. And he can either turn that key and lock you in, or he can unclick that lock and set you free. It's your choice. It's your choice here this morning. Jesus has the keys to death, and he has the keys to eternal life. It's your choice. If you hear his voice this morning, the Bible says, harden not your hearts, but receive him. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ. If you hear, we celebrate today the fact that death is not final. It's just the beginning. One way or the other, it's just the beginning. Death is just the beginning for you and I. It's not final. And the time is coming sometime soon when he's going to use that authority to raise the dead as he was raised from the dead some 2,000 years ago. The time is coming when all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. And there's two types of people in this world, as this passage in the Bible points out. Number one, those that have done good. And yet Jesus says no one is good but one. The only way to be good is to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and receive him today. And those who have done evil. That is, those whose sins. We all have done evil in our lives. But those who have done evil in this text, as those whose sins have not been forgiven and have not been atoned for on the cross by the blood. Now remember, 3 days earlier this week, what we call Good Friday, good for us, but not too good for him, if you ask me. 3 days earlier, the Son of God died on the cross so that you and I could be reconciled back to God. 2 Corinthians 5:19, it says, God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them. And John 3:14, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Again, Jesus says, I am the resurrection. He that believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. This is the Christian faith. This is what makes us different. This is what makes Christianity different from anything and everyone else, and that is death is not the end for you in your life. You are going to live eternal life one way or the other. You decide where you are going to spend eternity. For those that hear, you'll spend eternity with God. For those that don't hear, well, he's going to tell us here coming up. But this is what makes us different. Death is not the end. Jesus said, he who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. Now, as we celebrate on this day, know that by Jesus Christ and through faith in him, that death and the grave have no hold on us. Jesus conquered both. That's my message this morning. Jesus conquered death and he conquered the grave. That's good news. This is a win-win situation if I've ever seen one. When Paul the Apostle understood this, he proclaimed, oh, death, where is your sting? Or, oh, Hades, where is your victory? Jesus conquered death and the grave. I'm excited about that. How about you? Aren't you grateful for that good news this morning? Now, back to John 11 and the rest of our text here this morning. Now, this ought to light your fire in here this morning. Because he's not done. He says, whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. You heard it here first. For everyone out there who receives Jesus Christ and believes in him and calls on his name, you have one of either two options. Number one, you can either live after you die. That is the moment you leave this world. As Jesus said on the thief who died right next to him on the cross, he said, today, not tomorrow or some other time, today you will be with me in paradise. Or option number two, you could live and never die. Live and never die. Whoever lives and believes in me, Jesus said, shall never die. That means there's going to be a generation, a blessed generation, that's never going to die. Maybe you. Maybe your sons or your daughters. Meditate on this one here this morning. All those who are alive, everyone who was alive when Jesus returned, will never die. That's good news. I've said it before to my church family. Forgive me for being redundant. I'll say it again. The number one thing on my bucket list, the thing I want to do before I die, not die. Am I crazy? It's right here in the Word. It's right here in the Word. There's no more blessed generation in the history of time than these two generations. Number one, those that could tell you firsthand the color of Jesus' eyes. That is, those that were alive to see the Son of God, Jesus Christ, walk the streets of Jerusalem. And number two, those who are be alive, those who will be alive when he returns. And I believe with all my heart that this is you. I believe it's you. Think about it today. And discuss it over lunch or dinner with your family. All those who live and believe in me, he says, will never die. If not you, then your children. So I got to ask the question, are your kids ready? The evil forces to take your kids out are at work in this country. Turn the news on. Are your children ready? Certainly, if not us, those little tykes that just went in here to Sunday school, I believe with any knowledge that I have, and no knowledge doesn't bring, but he shows you the signs for when he's coming back. If it's not us, it's going to be those children that are in the other room with Luann. We'll never die. I'll bet you the spare tire in my Jeep. There's no way that this old world could last much longer the way that it's going without some serious repentance and turning to God. This old world cannot continue the way that it's going. I can't turn my television on. I just can't. It's harmful to my health. I mean, the TV can either make you angry or make you angry. Right? That's your choice. But regarding all this, the Lord asked the question, therefore I ask you. And he said, do you believe this? Do you believe I am the resurrection? Do you believe your loved ones who left this world have joined the thief on the cross when he said, today you will be with me in paradise? You've got to believe that. All those, it says in the Bible, Romans chapter 10, all those who believe that God raised him up from the dead, the Bible says, will be saved. Do you believe this? That means you believe in the resurrection. That means you believe that life is not the end. There's more to this life than just what happens in the here and now. You're going to be raised up again. Do you believe? You determine yourself which of these two resurrections you will take a part in, which in turn will usher in all of eternity, the resurrection of life or the resurrection of condemnation. Or for those who prefer the venerable King James Version, it says the resurrection of damnation. Or to use the Esposito paraphrase, you can run, but you can't hide. You can run, but you can't hide. Even from the grave, you can't hide this morning. The grave will not protect you. It's up to you to choose this day how you will spend eternity. Now, God, on this very day, authenticated, because any sap can get up here and say that he's anything. There's been lots of people who said they've been Jesus. Lots of people have said they've been the Son of God. But only Jesus, what sets him apart is God raised him up from the dead on this day. Therefore, you got to believe every word that he ever said, because no one else has risen from the grave permanently, not to see death again. Only him. Only him. You can't hide even from the grave. And it's up to you to choose this day how you will spend eternity. It's your choice this morning.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Be with us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary modern praise and worship music, 91.5 FM.
From Love Worth Finding, here's Adrian Rogers with a treasure from the Word.
Do you know what's wrong with so many churches? No fire. And because there's no fire, there is no power. Can you imagine a factory? Everything in this factory is perfect. I mean, all of the machinery is in place. There are mighty wheels and great pistons and conveyor belts and chains and hoists, and everything is there in the factory, but the factory is cold and dead and nothing is happening. And somebody says, well, maybe we need to put some stained glass windows in the factory. Maybe we need to put a steeple on top of the factory. Maybe we need to put a big sign out in front of the factory. Maybe we need some rope choirs in the factory. And then somebody says, wait a minute, there's no fire in the boiler. That's what we need, is a fire in the boiler. There's where the power comes. And so many churches today, they have everything except fire. The Holy Spirit is the empowering fire of God. Remember Acts chapter 1 verse 8, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And rationalism and ritualism and traditionalism and formalism will not do it. It is not form, it's not facts, it's not fashion, it's fire.
For more about Love Worth Finding and Adrian Rogers, visit our website at lwf.org.
In the shadow of my hurt, it's been hard to see your face. When the wreckage and the failure feel like more than I can take. Oh, how I need you, yes, I still do. Oh, how I'm needing you now.
Disappointment stole my song, but I choose to sing again of the kindness you have shown when I could barely lift my head.
I need